Hello, everybody. This is Anthony. I'm your host, and this is the Orange and Blueprint Podcast. Welcome to episode 2. I'm back again to break down all things New York Knicks and internet. I got to tell you, I am in a great, great mood. I'm feeling stupendous right now. First off, we just passed Independence Day. I'm going to let you know right now, Independence Day, that's the theme of this entire episode. Episode 2 is all about Independence Day / no more drama. All right. Let me go back to tell you why I'm happy first off. Okay, first one, got done playing basketball today. Greatness. Love playing ball. Don't get to do it enough. It's a great workout. All that good stuff. Two, like I said, Independence Day. Awesome. Had a good time. Just passed that. And we're past the moratorium. All the moves can be made official in the NBA. Happy about that. Last week, I talked about how I'm pretty satisfied with all the moves that Phil Jackson and company made. Three, Summer League is coming. And let me tell you, I am ecstatic about that. I'm looking forward so much to seeing our young guys, our young team, get out there and just show some spirit and just show that they're learning. I'm looking forward to them making mistakes and, you know, showing glimpses of what they can do, how the second year players have, you know, grown from last year, all that stuff. Okay. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Also I want to address a little bit of I'm addressing narrative or rumor mill, not rumors necessarily. At least not around the Knicks, but, touch on some, just a weird narrative I'm seeing. But I'm gonna start off with Independence Day. For anyone who might be within the sound of my voice, who is not familiar with the concept of Independence Day here in the United States, it's basically George Washington and company. George Washington was our first president, you know, kicked out British people, much like most of the world at some point, kicked out British people. It was great. You know, rip off chains of oppression and whatnot for a lot of people. So that was good. But more importantly to me is Independence Day, the 1996 film starring Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum. I can't remember the name of the president. He's one of my favorite presidents, but whatever, you know, though that film, that's also important to me. Both those things are why I wanted to give the theme this week to this podcast of Independence Day, because what we've seen is something that I'm so happy about and I've never thought I would see it, but it is James Dolan being hands-off. We finally have a GM, a president, whatever his, I call him basketball czar, whatever Phil Jackson's title is, the Zen master. James Dolan finally has met his match in someone who can do good for the team and not be a total embarrassment a la Isaiah Thomas, a name that you will infrequently hear on this podcast because he is the monster in under the bed for New York Knicks fans everywhere. And James Dolan is the British intergalactic locusts combination of the two Independence Day things that I talked about earlier. So he's the ultimate bad guy, and somewhere lurking beneath him is this shadowy figure, Isaiah Thomas. And I just... this guy, he just is terrible. And I don't know how, but Isaiah Thomas knows where the bodies are. And James Dolan, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But I hate that guy. He ran our franchise into the ground. He was a total embarrassment to this NBA. And they kicked him out of the WNBA. So I don't know what it is, but regardless, I don't want to talk about him anymore. Let's go back to the current. Like I said, Phil Jackson, he can tell James Dolan, hey, I've got this. James Dolan met his hero, probably, and it's working. We have no drama. We're independent with no drama. This team is actually moving forward like a logical team. being smart, being both forthright as well as careful with the New York media. I have to commend the Jackson administration. There's been a shutdown on all the leaks. There's been a measured and on message responses from Fisher as well as Jackson, Mills. All of them are on message. The only person who kind of screws it up might be Carmelo, because he still talks to the media or has people near him that talk to the media, or the media knows that it can make stuff up and say Melo said it and people will believe it. But I mean, we have independence from Phil Jackson, independence from the local New York media puts out a lot of stuff that's a lot of BS. Phil Jackson comes out saying we're not trading the draft pick. The media runs with it regardless. What happens? Keep the draft pick, draft Kristaps, and rest is history / present. But we're a lot of just no drama, and I love it. I'm looking all around the rest of the NBA, and there's just craziness everywhere. It's just, I mean, right now it feels so good to be a Knicks fan, because our team is running very smoothly right now. A lot of Zen is built over this team. I mean, we've gotten all of our guys in-house, signed, no issues, no outrageous contracts. I mean, can you imagine if the Knicks signed Wes Matthews to a 4-year, I think it was $90 million? Four years, $70 million reported to Wes Matthews, a guy coming off of a torn Achilles. That's the same injury that more or less ended the prime of the career of Elton Brand. And he's the one who comes to my mind immediately. And it's just like, you guys can't be serious. The Mavericks are doing this, and because of other reasons, because of the whole DeAndre Jordan, Clippers, Mark Cuban mess, that's just okay. But, I mean, if this happened under anybody, especially Isaiah Thomas, he would be so down for this. But I mean, if it happened in New York, it'd be a boon to every talking head everywhere, and it would be horrible. And once again, it'd be like, so New York Knicks, but we're not those guys anymore. I can't stress how happy I am about that. If it was, I mean, I'm just going to go down the list of all the craziness that's happening that's not happening in New York. I mean, well, some of it is happening in New York. You want to look over down the road, you can look at Brooklyn. It comes out today that their franchise player, Deron Williams, wants to he doesn't have an opt-out. He wants to be bought out of his contract so he can go sign with the Mavericks. That was a team he flirted with during free agency, his free agency period. And he chose to come to New Jersey at the time, I believe it was. And it's like, you know, this guy wants to go to Dallas. He's your franchise player. What is that all about? I mean, if you're the guy, you're supposed to be the guy. They built that team starting around the idea of you would be the face of the franchise. Jay-Z would be the face on the sideline. That Russian billionaire guy would be the Playboy billionaire owner. And they would take over New York. Well, where are they done now? Have they taken over Brooklyn? Other than hipsters, do people really like the Brooklyn Nets? Are they an afterthought? Like, I mean, come on. And now they have to deal with that, along with the fact that they don't have draft picks. They're over the cap dramatically, and they have no future. I'm sorry, but that sounds way old Knicks. And I'm happy that it's happened to them, because everyone loved them and used them just as a way to again, dump on the Knicks. So I'm feeling really good about that. But if I look again, like I said, at Dallas, what's going on down there with the whole DeAndre Jordan situation? I mean, he's with them. He gives them his word to sign with them. He ain't signed no paperwork. So, you know, hey, that's the cost of doing business. That's what the moratorium is for. we've seen it happen many a time. I don't fault the man for going, staying in a arguably, not arguably, definitively, a better situation. He's closer to winning a championship in LA, and I'm sorry, man. I just don't see him as whatever type of player they told him he could be in Dallas. And deep down, he needs to know that he is not that kind of guy. He's the kind of guy that can maybe win a defensive player of the year the way Tyson Chandler won. He's going to be a great roll-to-the-basket guy, get rebounds, dunks. But, I mean, he'll never be a guy who can step out 10 feet and shoot with any respect. So, I mean, you might as well go play off Chris Paul, you know, sign out there, see what happens. Blake and Chris Paul are better than you, DeAndre Jordan. It is what it is. And go, you know what? Go to LA, get paid. You know, I understand it from his point of view. I'm just glad we ain't got that drama. I'm glad that it's not anything that involves New York Knicks. If he was waffling between New York and LA, it would have been the most tedious story all over. And I would have hated to be a part of it. And I'm so glad that we're not. I can't stress that enough. Those are two situations. That's two major franchises where drama is surrounding them right now. And New York has nothing to do with it. We're sitting pretty, just calm, zen. You know, I mean, Phil Jackson's probably doing a bonsai tree right now, and Carmelo's on a vacation with LeBron and making sure he's not in pictures riding banana boat and is in pictures toasting and whatnot, not wearing a ridiculous hat for that matter. But so I'm glad we don't have any of that drama. I think that, again, that all goes back to the independence that Phil Jackson has to run this team like a smart individual. So so there's that stuff. I'm just looking at all this drama here. I've got something on LeBron signing a more or less a one-year deal for $24 million. The one-year deal for $20-plus million is the new 30. Because, I mean, I'm turning 30 tomorrow. I'm not worth $1.2 or $20 million, but that seems like the thing to do when you're over the hill. Or not over the hill. The hill's in sight because, I mean, Kobe signed one, I think. He's got like a $25 million deal this year. LeBron's getting a one-year $24 million deal. D-Wade got one-year $20 million. I mean, more power to him, man. Get that money because the ride don't last forever. But, phew, that's a lot of money for 1 year. That's a lot of money for a guy like LeBron. No, that's not a lot of money for LeBron. With this, the deflated cap situation, I understand that they need to get more money. But, I mean, if you're LeBron, if you're the Cavaliers, you have to know that you're keeping LeBron happy. And that means you're going to have to pay Tristan Thompson $80 million over 4 years or whatever. Whew. That can't feel good. That can't feel good at all. And if you're a Cavs fan and you care about any of the money situation, which you shouldn't because it's not your money, but man, that's not going to feel good at all. Again, but get that money at the players, you know, so it is what it is. But I sure am glad that I ain't got that drama around me. Because if you care about your team like I care about these New York Knicks, that stuff just weighs. And I'm glad I don't have the drama around my team. You know, so we've got LeBron doing his holdout a little bit to get his homie signed. I mean, if there's a homeboy Hall of Fame, he goes in there for that. But still, drama, you know. How did I even forget? LaMarcus Aldridge, he was attached or met with just about every team sans the New York Knicks. I ain't mad at him either. You know, like I said, find the best situation. It was always the San Antonio Spurs, I believe. And I'm glad he went there. Let me preface that by saying I'm glad he went there because that makes sense. And I mean, I don't mind seeing the Spurs win because they just deserve to win. But golly. They've been winning 50 games a year for basically getting on 2 decades now. I mean, if there's a better run franchise in sports, I don't know what it is. And they've been built, I mean, they're literally building
excuse me, they're building the second half of their dynasty now with Tim Duncan somewhat, you know, moving now. He's definitely not maybe. He's definitely moving into the David Robinson role, and LaMarcus can come over and play the young Tim Duncan role. And they can transition just so smoothly from a Tim Duncan, I mean, if you go all the way back, a David Robinson, maybe Bruce Bowen, Tim Duncan kind of trifecta type deal, to a Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, to a Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard, the succession is just like, it's unfair. It's just completely unfair. If there's no drama in New York Knicks, drama never been home to the San Antonio Spurs. They can now transition to a Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge kind of core going forward. And that team is going to continue to win 50 games a year. Like, it's just, I'm a little bit awestruck at the way that they've run that franchise. And I hope, again, I said it last time, there's a lot of Spurs model stuff I like to say about these New York Knicks. I'm hoping that it comes true. I'm really kind of seeing some stuff there. Smart run. They're the class act of the league, class act of sports. And I'm hoping that the Knicks can get there. But again, we're starting with no drama. Building blocks on the court. Young coach. Hopefully he can get some reps in this summer league and go from there. Actually, I want to table the summer league talk for a minute. There's something that's been kind of coming up that's been bothering me. You know, I've kind of bounced around the league looking at things, and maybe it's just because it just feels like, you know, not wanting to keep up with Joneses in the drama department. But it seems like now the narrative is that New York isn't a – it's not a destination, because you can be famous anywhere. You can make money anywhere. The biggest stars in the league, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, playing small markets. And, you know, Kevin Durant's got all these endorsements with Sprint. And LeBron is LeBron. He's an international superstar with Nike. And you can get all his money everywhere. You don't need that with, you know, because of the internet. It is what it is. Miss me with that, okay? All the way. Miss me completely, 100%. Because you need to win on the court to get players. And if you do that, players will come to play for you. Okay? There are some guys like Greg Monroe who may just want to shun the bright lights and all the attention and go to a place like Milwaukee. But if Milwaukee wasn't good, wasn't a Greg Monroe size X away from going to a next level, they would not have Greg Monroe. The players, you need to come to a place where there's somewhere you can win. When New York and LA, especially LA, become places you can win, yeah, they're going to get big name free agents, because that's just what's going to happen. I mean, if you're fooling yourself, if you think that, you know, if you're a big name free agent and you want to get your Kendrick Lamar on and juggle between both coasts, you're going to do one of those two things. I mean, unless maybe it's a LeBron situation where your home is close to one of these franchises, yeah, you might go home. I get that. 100%. I'm down for it. But next year when Kobe's done, if the Lakers and Knicks can push for playoff spots, they'll be that much closer to being an attractive situation, especially for a mid-tier free agent, especially after the big guys kind of decide where they want to go, wherever it is. Especially LA. Like, if you look at LA, they have a similar situation to us here for the Knicks. They're building around Kobe, sort of. They're not really building around Kobe. They're waiting for Kobe to leave. And actually, Kobe and whichever dumb bus brother is there being an idiot. But once Kobe leaves, you've got a probably a relatively cleanish cap with Jordan Clarkson, D'Angelo Russell, and Julius Russell. Yeah. D'Angelo, I can't remember his last name. It's not Barksdale now. I'm all messed up with the Lakers. They're not my team, so I don't really care. But, I mean, they got the core to go forward, and they're going to be a destination where someone could say, hey, there's a me-sized hole in there, and all this money, I'm going to go there, help win basketball games, become a celebrity, do movies or whatever, and it's just going to work out for them. I mean, don't let Dr. Hibbert get in there and regain some of his defensive kind of prowess. He may stay there and become some sort of another cog there too, because it's just a desirable place to be, you know, until global warming really kicks in. But, I mean, that is what it is. Same with New York. If New York were winning games, like if we put two 500-ish or a little bit above 500 seasons together, and then we go to that, like I said earlier, that kind of more pivotal time frame with Carmelo Anthony here to stay or, you know, ready to leave, you know, that's when we might see, you know, especially how the kind of young players develop. Having a lot of young talent makes it a desirable place to be. Like the rumor is that Kevin Durant may want to go to Washington because he's from that area and they have a young team where he could go there and win and make money. If you can put a situation where you can win and make money, there's no reason why people wouldn't go. And then people want to say that New York specifically and LA are not desirable places anymore. They're not desirable because the teams are stink. But once they start being decent, they'll get people to sign. They already get all the meetings no matter what. Look at every big name free agent. They always meet with New York and LA. They might do it on some Grant Hill kind of stuff to drive up the price for other teams. And that's fine. But someone's going to take the money and they'll take the money when they feel like they can get the money and get the win. So, yeah, that was just something that has been coming up. And it's just something I wanted to address. But moving on, I want to go back to what I really want to talk about this week, which is NBA Summer League. These games have been nice, but I can't make myself watch Summer League that doesn't involve a player I really enjoy or the New York Knicks. And finally, the New York Knicks and players I really enjoy are going to be at the same game. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. It starts tomorrow on my 30th birthday. I can't think of a better way to enter the officially adult world. I'm 30. At death of my childhood, might as well start off with NBA Summer League with the Knicks kids. I'm looking forward to seeing kind of how they play. I really want to see Chris Tapes with other people that are going to be in the NBA. I'm curious to see how he stands up next to them physically. I'm assuming that his stamina is not going to be there because he's been doing circuits and this and that, all that pre-draft stuff and interviews. And, you know, he's just probably now just getting back into basketball. Same with Jerian Grant. Same with all the guys. But I'm looking forward to just seeing how they play off each other, see how they kind of get chemistry together with the players on the court as well as Derek Fisher. I understand that he's going to be coaching the team again. I think that's an important thing for him too, because he needs to get more reps coaching different situations, get more teaching in, get more motivation in, all that timeline stuff. The same way they need to learn, he needs to learn too. So I'm looking forward to seeing all that. I can't tell you how much I've been waiting for, looking forward to it. I think we've got actually the Summer Spurs. So I'm looking forward to see what that's going to be like. I can't wait. I'm going to record all those games. That's right. I'm going to be recording and watching multiple times Summer League basketball. So I'm hungry for basketball, apparently. And yeah, I can't wait to see that. There is a little bit of a situation with Porzingis' hips, I believe, and that's kind of been ran up. I mean, he came out and said it was nothing. Team came out and said it was nothing. His brother came out and said it was probably nothing, and he didn't know if he was going to play. But the local rags, especially Mark Bergman in New York, is like, oh, he's not going to play, and he's not going to do this and that. And it's like, no, the team doesn't talk to you, so you can just make up all whatever. But when the player says they're going to play, the coach says they're going to play, I mean, you just have to assume that the guy's going to play. That just makes sense. But whatever. You got to sell papers, get your money. I understand. That is basically going to wrap it up here. Touching everything I want to touch on. No Jared. But so I'm happy with everything going forward. Yeah, this is a good week. It's a good week. Independence Day, 30th birthday, Orange and Blueprint, Knicks tape.